Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Book Shambi calls games for the Chicago Cubs. What's going on, Book? How are you, man? Adam Copeland, Tom Tolbert here on the patio of the ballpark, man. Good to talk to you.
I love it. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. Tell us about the season Marcus Stroman's having, man, because we've been talking about him only because we want him from you guys. We're hoping that happens. But I sort of comp him, too, and it's sort of funny that they struck up a bit of a relationship over the last couple of years. I comp his style a little bit to Logan Webb in that he's not a big
no
guy.
Doubt.
Sinker baller, yeah. Not going to overpower you, but things have started to click for him this year.
100. That's the comp, for sure, in terms of the guys on the Giants staff. Look, Stroh's been about as good as it gets. I mean, the last three starts, his ground ball rate's about 70%. The Cubs, you know, the one thing they've done pretty well is turn ground balls into outs. Infield defense has been good with Swanson and Horner. Marcus has really been consistent. You know, the issue for us has been getting, you know, 8-9 outs after he goes 6 or 6 1/3 or even 7. I mean, he did throw a shutout. But he's, he's back to being sinker slider guy, and his command's been great, and the ball should be on the ground a lot tonight.
How much has the loss of Cody Bellinger hurt, and how much has it hurt that just the way you put the lineup together?
It's definitely hurt. I mean, you know, I think he was feeling confident. I think that, you know, overall the lineup that the Cubs put together against lefties is probably a little bit better. So when they face a righty, they miss his left-handed bat. You know, I'm still not sure when he's back healthy what the offensive season entirely looks like, but I'm pretty sure that it looks better than, you know, what we've seen the last 2 years, because he's gotten off to a good start and the defense is elite. So they miss him. There's no doubt.
Talking to Book Shambi on the UMA guest line. I'm wondering, and now that you're into the season here, over a third of the way through, and Tom and I have been talking about this, in terms of how baseball is looking to, well, the rule changes have, I think, created different styles of offenses, and we talked about how much variance there used to be. We talked to Jeff Van Gundy the other day about that in the NBA, about how now it's all just sort of the same style of three-point shooting, and baseball had the same issue. I sort of feel like when I look at the Giants relative to some of the other teams that are finding success or rebuilding, that the Giants are even a little bit different in how they've gone about their offense and even their rotation. Have you seen more variance across the league or across all the Major League Baseball, or does it still feel like everybody's kind of a cut from the same cloth?
I think we're moving in that direction. I'm still, you know, somebody that in baseball you really got to wait for the sample size to play out a little bit longer before you're saying, okay, this is what is happening. And I don't think that 2 months is quite enough. But if you know, so I like data to back up my point. But if you want me to just talk off the cuff, yeah, I think that it feels as though you're seeing teams run more in close spots. I think there's variance. I wouldn't get too carried away with it, though, because I would tell you this. At the end of the day, the thing that it has not changed is that it's still harder to hit than ever. Last year in the league, Major League Baseball players hit .243. That was the lowest average since 1968. In the postseason, they hit .211. So whatever you want to say, this year it's .248. This game's not about singles. It's like still thinking about trying to string together singles when the average player hits .248. That's not how you score. You score by getting on base and slugging. And yes, in big spots, you need a run. I think we're seeing more stolen bases. I love that. But I'm not. I still would maintain to you that it's harder to hit than ever. And the value in slug in homers is still as great as it's ever been.
Yeah, fair enough.
I've watched a few Cub games. I watched the last three because I'm an Angel fan, so I watched those. And I heard you and Doug Glanville talking about the bullpen, and then you referenced it a little bit earlier. I mean, what's been the struggles? Has it been the walks? Has it been everything? Is it, because that's nothing more deflating to a team than, you know, having leads, being in games, and not being able to close it out at the end. What's been the issue?
I think it's sort of a combo of things. I look at it more as, you know, consistency of at least 2 to 3 guys the whole year that you know, okay, I have outs in my pocket. You know, a couple years ago, even when things weren't great for the Cubs, they had a bullpen that pitched really well, and the trio of Tapera, Chafin, and Kimbrel were really good. So David Ross could sit there and say, okay, I have 9 outs in my pocket. He's just, you know, right now there are a couple of guys in some good stretches. Fulmer's pitched better, but they signed him to be their closer, and he hasn't been great. Their two best relievers are Mark Leiter Jr. and Adbert Alzolay, and that's been sort of as the season has gone on. So my point is, like, I'm not saying it's going to work this way all the time, but you want to be able to sit there. I mean, like Doval, I guess, even just as a basic level, it's like Gabe Kapler is sitting there when he's rested knowing, okay, I have 3 outs, so this is an 8-inning game. You know what I mean? Even just working that way. And they literally just haven't had that consistency. So it just it makes it really hard. I mean, the starting pitching's been pretty darn good. And so there have been times when the offense is struggling that you're sitting there saying, I feel pretty confident that Marcus Stroman is going to shut the other team down. He's going to get you 19 outs, and the offense will score enough. And how are we going to get the final 8 outs?
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Well, Leiter Jr., I mean, that split is ridiculous.
It's awesome.
I don't know if he threw in for a strike.
Colbert's over it. You know what? If you're breaking down Mark Leiter Jr.'s split,
well, like I said,
I bow at the altar.
I watched
last
week.
No, it's true. He gets lefties out. He gets lefties out with that. He's a neat story. Like I'm sorry, but I'm a nerd. You guys like that. Tom and I have certainly sparred over time about some of that stuff, but I also like bringing out the humanity in these players. Mark Leiter Jr. was a kid that was drafted and got $1,000 to sign. When he pitched for us last year, he hadn't pitched in the majors since 2018. I mean, he's had to grind. He was taken off our 40-man roster in the offseason and then put back on our 40-man roster to make the year. I think it's really cool to see a guy like that. And now when he comes in, you know, he's basically, before Hughes got healthy, he was our lefty in the bullpen. And I would still say he's as consistent as any guy we've had.
Reverse splits guys are fun.
Yeah.
That's definitely a baseball nerd thing. I'm in on
right,
that, too.
I love it.
He's got reverse splits. Look at that. We're talking to Book Jambi on the UMA guest line. Trade deadline this year, I'm intrigued by this because, like you talked about sample size for how the rules have changed and haven't seen enough yet. Same sort of thing for me with how last year's trade deadline played out and how it may play out this year. I mean, we've talked about how the Giants went 81-81, and while they didn't feel like a .500 team last year, the Phillies only won 6 more games and won the pennant.
Yes.
More teams
are
getting in. We've got a handful of starters like Stroman. I think Eduardo Rodriguez has got an opt-out for the Tigers. Obviously, there's the Shohei Ohtani situation that everybody will be watching. But I'm wondering if we'll see trades start happening earlier, teams being more aggressive, and also how you think this is going to go down in the NL Central, because I don't think it's going to be like 06-83 win Cardinals, but the Cubs aren't totally out of this thing. It's not like if you've got starting pitching,
that's right,
the division's up for grabs, you know?
100%. That's the thing, is that it's just, division isn't very good. I don't think the league is that good, to be perfectly honest with you. You look around it's funny because I've watched the Rays a decent amount, and then they came into Wrigley and the Cubs took 2 out of 3 from them, but I certainly up close was still like, all right, I get it. As far as the trade deadline, yeah, there's certainly ample opportunity and pathways to get to the playoffs. The Central is not a good division. Neither Central is a good division. So, you know, you ask me, are we going to see? It would certainly be more fun if we saw more trades.
I hope
that's
so.
For sure. I would advocate that, but I don't know that we necessarily will. I'm not particularly good at predicting stuff like that.
I just think it could go either way. I think that's what I'm wondering, and it's kind of what I'm excited to see play out, and if maybe we'll see a bounce back to the other side of it. Like forever, we saw the rental player for a big time prospect, right? And then really after Gleyber Torres and Aroldis Chapman, we haven't seen that type of blue chip go for a rental for a one off in some time. I just wonder, like, maybe we could see more aggression from GMs, or because of what we saw last year, they go, I'm holding on to my guys. We don't need to get that much better. I'll add somebody on the non-waiver, or I'll bring up prospects and see what happens because they don't want to mortgage the future. I could see both sides of it.
No question. You're 100% right. I mean, I do think you have to remember that prospects are just that. I mean, I understand that when they hit, they're so valuable because they're cost effective and allow you to do other things in other spots. But, you know, the amount of guys that you've sat at a time and projected them to be X and they turn out to be Y, like most of them aren't going to make it. You know what I mean? So, like, if you basically could, let's do it this way. If you could just go to Vegas and just bet against prospects, you'd be rich.
So let me ask you this, because this is what I thought that it would help the trade deadline. Because I used to love baseball's trade deadline. Last year was actually pretty good, but it waned there for a few years. Why can't you include draft picks? Why does baseball – what does baseball say you can't trade? Draft pick, Boog, why can't I trade it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you're eventually going to get there, but again you know, like that's above my pay grade. I would also say you have to remember that it's not just the league, right? You'd need to deconstruct and look at what effect it has in terms of the Players Association. My guess is that the Players Association doesn't want it. But I would say you've got to remember that they have to participate in it as well. I do think it will come though, Tom. I do.
Yeah. Hey, just curious, Dansby Swanson is off to a decent start. Do you have to? I don't know what his personality is, but do you have to kind of be a de facto leader somewhat when you come in and you're the new guy making the money that he's making? I guess you could just be who you are, and that's fine. But I'm wondering if there's more expectations for guys that come in, get the big free agent contracts.
I think that the expectation is to perform.
Yeah.
I think he naturally is someone that will use his voice. So I get you. I mean, yeah. I think that, but guys have track records. I think the expectation is more based on track record
sure.
or how you participate in the clubhouse. That's more the way I would say it. But he just naturally has that. He's got presence and a process every day. He's impressive.
When's Justin Steele coming back?
I think the 17th is when he will make his next start.
Because he was really good. I mean, you put him and Stroman
really
at the top of the order. You get both those guys in a best of three series, you're looking pretty good there.
No questions. Yeah, Justin's really good. Really good at limiting hard contact. He's pretty unique. That's the feature of the Cubs. Is like when they're right, they have a staff that doesn't strike out a ton of guys. They limit hard contact, and the defense turns balls in play into outs.
You hear this, book? He's like flexing now. He was like, the split for Leiter Jr. Justin Steele on the IL. He's like, he's talking like third starters.
Wow, yeah, give me a star. I know a player.
Yeah. Star.
I follow players.
I follow baseball,
Give me a star.
I talk
you.
Sports.
I got to say this because you do games there all the time at Wrigley, and I went there for the first time.
Same, last year we both went
last
for the first
year,
time.
Last year, yeah. I went there for the Giants series and then watched the Bears and the Niners opening weekend. That was, people told me how good Wrigley was. It was, like, even better than they. And I knew it was going to be great. But you walk in there. We stayed right behind left field. Like, that's where we stayed. It took us 45 seconds to get to the ballpark. Walked in, and you feel like you've been transported into a different era.
You're in the
era.
Past, right?
You're, like, a different era. And it was just to be able to do
you're on the set
there,
of the natural.
It's amazing. It really was, sitting there watching the game, Boog. I must feel, do you ever get used to it? Like, why? I mean, you must get used to it. But
I still take pictures, Tom. Tom, I mean, this is year three for me. And, like, in the first, like, three innings this time of year, like, we can get some, pink and orange and all sorts of cool clouds, and it's bouncing off the brick and all of that. It's like the different colors. Like, I'll sit there calling play-by-play, and I will be taking random – like, if you go through my phone, there are just random Wrigley Field pictures of me that I've just taken. I'll also say this. I mean, I'm sitting in a ballpark right now that probably is my favorite outside of Wrigley. So it's, you don't take for granted Oracle. It's pretty special.
Yeah, it's incredible. I sat there for like 20 minutes before the game started listening to Dying Cubs fans' Last Request, like on loop. I was like, I'm listening to this over and over and over, dude. Boog Sciambi, the voice you hear. Really appreciate the time, Boog. Awesome catching up with you, man. And we'll have to do it again later this season, man.
See you, boys.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.